Everybody, this is Kara Lipnick, and you're listening to In Transit. Yeah, if you didn't get that. Two triathletes take on the world. And right now, we are heading out to White Rock Lake here in Dallas.
This is our first show.
Yes, so forgive us. But we are giving you the female perspective on triathlon and travel.
Yeah.
And hey, guys out there, that doesn't mean you can't listen. We want you to listen as well.
Exactly.
We are going to have some segments on life anxiety. Also, outdoor pursuits, anything adventurous, trying new things. We are going to be podcasting from Dallas-Fort Worth area. This is Kara. I'm from the Dallas area.
And I'm from Fort Worth.
But we're originally not from Texas at all.
Right. I'm an Arkansan.
And I'm an Iowan.
Is that what y'all call us, Iowan?
Yes, Iowan. Are you guys really Arkansans?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you just made that up.
No.
Okay. Well, that's us. So anyway, like to do, this is being our first show and everything, our goal for our series is to try to podcast about once a week.
Yeah.
During our workouts or our traveling adventures.
Yeah, on location would be great.
Yes, so thus the name In Transit.
Right.
We want to be out in the field most of the time.
Right.
So thanks for listening today. First, we're going to talk a little about our workout for the day.
Yeah, we have a triathlon coming up on Sunday, so we're trying to get some bricks in.
Yes, and tonight we're going to do a bike ride around the lake and then do a run, probably a couple miles.
Yeah.
And around the lake is about 10 miles. We want to just do a short ride to try to represent the triathlon we're doing, because the triathlon's only a 15 and a half mile bike ride. So.
Last week during our trial podcast, we rode from Kara's place out to White Rock and around and then back, and that was about 25 miles, but we wanted to kind of do a speed ride today, and so just do one loop, so we're driving out there.
Yes, and yeah, that's why we're not riding from my place, because we want to cut off some miles.
Yeah.
And because riding from my place, we have to weave in and out of traffic quite a bit. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next time you hear from us, we'll be out of the lake.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so our first attempt at riding around the lake recording was a complete failure.
Total failure.
So that's why, yeah, we did successfully complete that workout. We did a 10-mile bike ride about and 2 miles run.
Right.
And it was fine. I mean, good, nice workout.
Yeah, it was.
So, sorry we didn't get that to you live, but we'll try next time.
Yeah.
We gotta figure out a different way to mount the microphone because it just totally failed on us. Okay. So hopefully this will work. Right now, we're lucky enough that Elizabeth and I work together, so we can go.
So we find ways to waste our time.
Well, right now we are walking by our workplace, and it's about lunchtime, so we're gonna try to get this recording in, get the show to you, because we have a triathlon Sunday, and we wanted to get the show out before that.
Our pre-triathlon show.
And then we'll have a post one next week.
Right.
So. All right, that's what we're doing. What are we? Are we going through? Let's walk outside so we can.
We'll have to go get my prescription first.
Oh, okay. Elizabeth needs her drugs. Okay, I'll pause this, I guess. Okay, we're recording.
Okay, cool. All
right, so we had to stop off at get some drugs. We're good now. No worries, though. We're healthy.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, we already talked to you about our workout pretty much. It went successfully.
What did you do yesterday?
Oh, yeah, In the meantime, that last recording was on Wednesday. This is Friday now.
Right.
Yesterday, I went for a bike ride.
Hold on. Shovel going by.
Okay. Went on a bike ride just from my place out to White Rock Lake and around and back.
Right.
So that was about 22 point something miles.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I was supposed to ride with the Bike Shout guys, but they wussed out on me. So.
You're hardcore, Kara.
I guess.
Okay, well, my workout yesterday was supposed to consist of a swim, but I didn't.
What?
But I didn't swim yesterday.
Slacker.
I know.
Are you doing it today? No.
Not today. I can't because I've got that thing today, but but I did run last night.
Oh, good.
Yeah, pretty easy run. I'm trying to take it easy before the triathlon.
Good.
But, so yeah, that's our workouts. But, okay, we also wanted to talk about our gear section of the podcast, and we're going to call it Stoked and Stellar.
Yeah, because we're stoked.
And I think it's stellar.
Yep. So today, we tried to talk to you. We covered all this in our recording that failed on us.
Right.
So we're just doing this again. Anyway, we're really stoked about these day packs that are, we got at REI.
Yeah. And they're called REI Flash ULs.
And they're basically... The best way to describe them that I can think of is like a stuff sack with backpack straps on
it. Yeah, and they're cinched too.
Yeah, and they cinch at the top with like a drawstring thing. And they have a bunch of cargo loops on the front.
Yeah.
And it's also hydration pack compatible, so you can put your bladder in there and there's a pocket inside where it settles.
Yeah, there's like a ton of pockets on the inside. But my favorite feature of the bag is the shoulder straps, like a backpack, but they're mesh and they're cushioned. And then you also have like the waist and chest clip snaps that kind of take the weight off of you too whenever you put it on there. And one of the awesomest things about the entire thing is that it's completely compactable. You can throw it in any kind of like luggage you want. And it only weighs like seven ounces or something like that.
Yeah, it's really light. And it was pretty affordable. It only cost about $25.
Yeah.
And if you go to the www.rei.com, here's a plug for you guys, we love that store. Anyway, if you go there and just search Flash UL, it should come up so you can check it out.
Right.
But yeah, that's what we're stoked about this month, or this week, I guess.
Yeah. And if you have anything that you want to send to us that you're stoked about or you think is super stellar,
let us know.
Email us.
Sorry, we had to pause the person walking by. Okay, you can email us at
Kara or Elizabeth at intransitduo.com. And that's Kara at intransitduo.com or Elizabeth at intransitduo.com.
Yeah, and on our website, we also have, check out our website, basically. It's, www.intransitduo.com, and you can... check out links to our blogs.
Yeah.
And just whatever is going on. There's a calendar on there and some other pictures and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to the next section. You want to?
Yeah. So that was Stoked and Stellar. Now we have the Bon Voyage trip tip, which I can never
say that
sounded pretty good, I guess. Okay. I had to really concentrate on that one. It's a tongue twister.
Trip tip. Yeah. All right, well, you can explain the trip tip because this is your thing.
Okay, the trip tip is when you're traveling, that you can have an emergency card, which is really convenient. And basically, we have a trip coming up to Greece and Turkey. It's our first international trip besides like Canada and Mexico.
Right.
So what we are doing is making a card that has like, your name, birth date, blood type, emergency contact people, credit card, hotline numbers. So in case your cars get stolen, you can call. Mm-hmm. What else is on there?
Let's see.
Oh, the emergency numbers in that country. So we looked up the equivalent of the 911 numbers in Greece and Turkey.
Right.
To which are like random, like 210 and 110 and whatever. So we don't really know the method behind that.
And also you want to give them to your travel buddies too.
Yes.
So they'll have copies of all your stuff just in case all of your stuff gets stolen.
Yeah, so just stress to them not to lose that.
Right.
Like, just put it in the bottom of the bag or something.
Right, yeah.
So, because you don't want that to be floating around because it has a lot of info on it. But it's a good thing just in case everything's stolen.
And also another good idea is to scan your passport and other documents like that so you can have e-copies of them if you were to ever lose them or anything like that.
Right, and just, you know, have them saved in your email account so you can just find email access somewhere and log in, and there they are.
Voila.
So if you had to end up going to your consulate and say, I lost my, or, you know, my passport was stolen.
Right.
You can show them a copy of it right there.
Exactly.
Yep, and memorize your passport number. That's an important
thing to do. I didn't think about that.
Muy importante.
Muy importante.
Okay, so.
All right.
What's next?
Okay, so that was the trip tip of the week.
Yes, and we'll have more to come.
Right.
Well, I think our next section is...
Life anxiety.
Yes, called life anxiety, and that one, what's that going to be about, basically, Elizabeth?
Well, actually, it's just going to be things that we're thinking about, things that cause you to just sit back and go,
Thought provokers.
Yeah. Thought provokers.
And, yeah.
Or something we're beeped about. Anything.
Rant.
Yeah.
Something to rant. And it may be due to, or related to triathlon or not, or travel, or just anything.
Right.
So.
I have one.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and we want this to be just improv.
Yeah.
So, what, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about calcium.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, okay. Kara is doing this thing online where, is it Fit?
It's Fitday.com.
Fitday.com, that's it.
And it's where you can record your workouts and what
and
you eat.
Nutrition and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it turns out that Kara, sorry, I'm like,
sorry.
Kara is deficient in calcium.
And vitamin A and B. Hang on, let's pause. Okay. Okay, so we just finished eating lunch.
Yeah.
And it was yummy, and they had macaroni and cheese.
Getting our calcium.
We basically, yeah, or lack thereof. No, we went to the food court at the hospital close to where we work.
Yep.
And they have this line that's basically like the cafeteria food.
Yeah.
So.
And I love cafeteria macaroni and cheese.
Yep.
Love it.
There's just something about it that's just
awesome.
So, yeah. Anyway, so
we're
satiated. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Satiated.
Right. So, okay, so we were talking about calcium and our life anxiety. Anyway, Kara, as we were saying before, is deficient in calcium.
And vitamins A and B.
Yeah.
Is it, or is it like vitamin B6, or is there a vitamin B?
Yeah.
I'm such a dummy when it comes to vitamins and stuff.
So anyway,
I'm glad you have more knowledge in that.
I'm a nutrition girl. So we can discuss how to get those vitamins, and if you don't get those vitamins and minerals, then you can take a multivitamin.
Yeah. Well, and just a precursor, this website that I've been using, you track what you eat, fitday.com, and then it gives you a summary of the percentages of each, you know, the important nutrients that you need, and like you can do a summary for the past month, and I did mine and it said, you know, I'm only getting about 50% of the calcium I should be getting, and like I'm low in A and B too. So.
Shuttle.
Yeah, shuttle just went by, sorry, that was kinda loud. Okay, so yeah, so I figured, well damn it, I better get that taken care of.
Right.
So, what do I need to do, Elizabeth?
Well, I mean, you can get calcium in lots of different ways. You can get it from green leafy vegetables, dark green leafy vegetables.
Like spinach or something?
That's
or
a good example, yes.
What's in
spinach?
What else?
Collard greens, another one.
Another shuttle.
Yeah. Anything that's really dark and green has,
okay.
More likely has calcium. And then, of course, you can always get your calcium from dairy things.
Things that are fortified with calcium.
Yeah, like if you don't drink regular milk, like I know you and I both drink soy milk.
Yeah, I drink, so. I like the light soy milk.
Yeah.
Plain.
Well, it's not, yeah, I get the plain too.
The vanilla is way too sweet.
Uh-huh. I like the vanilla for cereal though, but I like to buy the plain just because you can cook with it that way.
Exactly. And that has the calcium? Well, yeah, some do and some don't. You can get it fortified, which is the way to go. Of course, if you're in your 20s and 30s, it's extremely important to get so much calcium in your
diet. Yeah, isn't it like when you hit 35 or something?
Yeah,
you
I think it's 33. You start.
Oh, 30.
You don't absorb. Well, you absorb it, but your bones start relying on your food intake and just kind of live off what's already there.
So, yeah, you want to beef up. If you're under 33, then you want to really beef up on your calcium intake,
yeah,
right?
And especially if you are an athletic person, which is great, though, because athletics, especially ones that cause jarring, like running or something like that,
mm-hmm.
that actually increases your bone density, so that's always
so
good.
So that's good, yeah. And yeah. Also, when you... Oh, I know. Sorry, lost my train of thought there. If your family has a history of like osteoarthritis or
osteoporosis,
yeah, things like that, that's especially important for you to get
mm-hmm.
The calcium you need.
Yeah, and if you've actually had a broken bone before the age of 18, same thing there.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Ah, okay.
That info.
So that's our life anxiety about nutrition.
That's just one thing that's giving us anxiety, but we have lots more for the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so let's move on to the next section, the news and the word of the day.
Okay.
What's your word of the day, Kara?
The word of the day is coup.
Coup.
That's C-O-U-P.
Coup.
Coup. And that basically means a brilliant or sudden victory or sudden attack that was victorious. So the reason I wanted to have that as our word of the day is if you look at my blog, it's called Try Coup. And that is kind of how I try to live, you know, just try to be victorious. And
even if it's a sudden attack.
Yes, yes. and you know, live with a sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, good word.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure everyone knew what that meant when they were looking at my blog.
Cool. Good. Very cool. All right, well, this was a couple days ago. I was looking at MSN.com. Do you want to sit over there?
Sure.
Is there a sitter?
No.
No.
Well, let's just keep walking down
and
go. Okay.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. Okay.
We're on a walk right now. We decided to get off our butts from our offices.
Take a
lunch stroll.
And talk to our friends on the podcast.
Yes. Hi, friends.
Hi, friends. Okay, this is a couple days ago, so this is kind of old news, 2 days old. But,
Interesting.
But I think this is very interesting.
So.
All right. Turns out that soft drink companies and a coalition for obesity in the state of New York have united and decided to take out regular soft drinks from the school systems in New York. So I guess now they're just moving to all diet and or juice. So I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, as long as the juices aren't, you know,
sugar.
The bad ones that have sugar.
Right,
so.
Which are really hard to find anyway, so, yeah.
The non-bad ones? Are,
yeah.
The more...
The 100% juices.
The bad ones are the most prevalent.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Which is not good, so hopefully... You have people that are educated enough to know that just cutting out the regular pop, as I call it, is not going to really solve anything if they keep those bad juices that are just as bad as pop.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right.
But I did hear, I was listening to NPR,
mm-hmm.
and there was, a RD on there, registered
uh-huh.
dietitian,
yeah.
and she said... basically that, you know, you look for juices that are 100% fruit juice and or the lighter versions of
yeah.
juices, and so I was glad that she seemed to know what she was talking
right,
about.
Right.
So hopefully people will catch on. But yeah, that's great. That's a great
yeah.
step in the right direction.
Too. Oh, also, same MSN.com, I've seen this in a couple of different places actually. The Associated Press came out with a study saying that the English or the Brits are less sick than the Americans. I guess they mean more healthy, but less sick is the actual word they use.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was interesting, a little discouraging, but,
I wonder
know,
why that is.
I'm not sure. I don't know exactly what the study was.
Yeah.
They were very vague about the details, which is,
well,
which
yeah.
is interesting.
But yeah, it'd be interesting to know, or I mean, to find out what kind of study they conducted exactly,
yeah.
and what variables they were looking at.
Controlling for.
Uh-huh.
Okay, for those out there who don't know, Kara and I are epidemiologists, so we're kind of snobby when it comes to studies like this. We like to know why and how they did it. All that
we
does.
Don't just accept things at face value.
Yeah.
We want to know why, how, everything.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Yeah, we just like to take a critical look at research and not just accept it for
right.
what we hear, especially the media's interpretation.
Totally.
Because, it's not like they're trying to convey false things intentionally. It's just that some of the reporters aren't educated enough to
right.
interpret the studies.
Right,
so
right.
just, you know, when you're reading a news story, remember to
question it.
Yeah, don't just accept it as fact.
Right.
Okay, enough on that rant.
But yeah, so the last one was, this is kind of a fun one, and it kind of ties into our travel mode too. Same site, MSN.com.
And you must like that one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking at the travel section, and they were saying that for people who are doing road travel in a, like, in their car going across state or across country, whatever, they were saying that if you compartmentalize your trunk, you're supposed to have happier trips.
Huh.
So compartmentalizing, like making little compartments for everything in your trunk is the way to go.
What about if you're not traveling by car, like if you're, you know, if you're flying or backpacking or taking a suitcase or something?
Well, I would say compartmentalizing is the way to go anyway.
Like whatever, if it's not your trunk, then like
your
compartmentalize
backpack.
Your luggage or your backpack or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to help you keep more organized and less stressed.
Huh. I also wonder how they figured that out.
I know. What kind of study is that?
I mean, that's kind of an odd study.
Well,
but, I mean,
think it kind of makes sense,
I mean, it seems pretty intuitive that
right.
that would put you at ease. Well, at least the people who are very OCD-ish.
Right. Which is Kara.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. You're not.
I'm borderline. Borderline OCD. No. I just like to be organized.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's in the news and the word of the day.
Yeah. So, what else do we have left
we
for
have
the show?
We have exercise your brain.
Oh.
And this is kind of the fun one, but really kind of goofy.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So, our goal for exercise your brain is to kind of either give you a brain teaser where you have to think about it and we'll give you the answer on the next show, or just kind of give you a riddle and something fun and give you the answer immediately. And this is kind of one of those today.
Yeah, where you'll get the answer immediately.
Right, yeah. Okay, so this week...
So what do you have for them?
All right, it kind of is...
What's it called? Is it called anything?
I don't really think so.
All right, here we're back.
Okay, so we wanted to tie in this quiz, so I kind of modified it to fit our exercising. Okay, so you start out with the number of times a week you want to work out. So, but it's like more than one and obviously...
Maximum 7.
Yeah.
So between 2 and 7 times, how many times do you want to work out per week?
Right.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Then you take that number and then you double it. And then after you get that number, you add 5. And then once you add 5, you multiply it times 50. We'll wait for you to get your calculators out. And after you multiply it times 50, you add, if your birthday was already this year, you add 1756. And if you haven't had your birthday yet, you add 1755. And then after you get that number, you subtract your birth year, like 1963 or whatever year you were born. And then you should have a 3-digit number left after that. And that is, the first number is the original number that you started out with, the number of times you want to work out a week. And then the last two numbers of that 3-digit number are your age. Dun,
so
da-da-da.
That's just kind of a fun little trick.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it, but it's called our fun little trick this week. So thanks for that, Elizabeth.
You're
a
welcome.
Little brain teaser, brain exercise. That's what
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Exercise
your brain.
Your brain. There you go.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully, some of you are listening to this while you're working out, so you had to think of that in your head, and you know if you need to rewind to make sure you
yeah.
hear each step. But the reason they would exercise your brain is you're trying not to rely on a calculator. But if
right.
you need to, that's fine too.
Yep.
We're not going to scold you for that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what are we doing on next week's show?
Oh, well, next week I think we are going to do a race review of our triathlon. We have one, today's Friday, we have one on Sunday, the sprint try here in Dallas, and so that should be pretty exciting. We'll tell you our results
from
that.
Do you have any goals for that?
Yeah, I did the same triathlon last year, so basically I actually need to look up my results to see what my times were again to be sure, but I'd like to, you know, improve upon those paces for each swim, bike, and run. I know the bike course is a little different this year, so I can't really go by the overall time.
Right.
Because the bike course is, I think it's about 2 to 3 miles shorter than it was last year.
Oh.
But it's
you can pace.
400-meter pool swim, 15.5-mile bike, and a 5K run.
Hmm, cool.
So, what about you? Do you have some goals?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, can you share those with us?
I want to, I forgot what my swim goal is. I want to do the swim under 13 minutes, and I really think that's realistic.
I
hope
it's
so.
Like 11. I think you said 11
really?
At some point.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, maybe. I'll shoot for 11.
Okay.
I'll shoot for 11.
All right.
And then for my bike, I just want to do it under an hour.
Uh-huh.
And then for the run, sub 10-minute miles. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Pretty feasible, I think.
Yeah. And for those of you, the listeners out there probably don't know this, this will be Elizabeth's second try ever. And her first one, crazy, was an Olympic distance try. And she finished successfully. And I think this will be my, sixth one. Yeah. So, this is my third season, though.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so next show we're doing Try 101. We'll talk about our post-race, and then,
All right, so next week, like I said, we're going to have our review of our triathlon.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else that you can think of?
Well, we'll come up with something, a new gear thing for our Stoked and Stellar.
Yeah, I have a couple ideas, so...
Oh, good.
Yeah, hopefully you're going to be stoked to hear that section. And then, for our trip tip, we'll talk probably more about some travel tips for international travel.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have our Greece Turkey extravaganza coming up.
Extravaganza. And then, of course, we're going to have the word of the day and some news updates.
Yes. And we just want to remind you once again, you can check out our website at www.intransitduo.com. And on there, there's some links if you want to send us an email. And you can check out our blogs also. So if you have any ideas to improve the show or ideas for some gear reviews or just anything, let us know. And, you know, thanks for listening. We really hope to turn this into something cool.
Yeah.
A good podcast. So.
Yeah.
I think that's about all. I'm Kara.
I'm Elizabeth.
And this was In Transit Duo.
Two triathletes take on the world.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we should send something about our exit music.
It's still going.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's fine. Okay. Well, I can cut that out.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
We've decided to add the exit music that we have here for you. It's going to be... like a pump-up song that we think is good for exercising, so.
And this week, we're going to leave you with a song called Stress by Jim's Big Ego, and that's also the same song you heard in our intro, which is probably going to be a thing we'll do each week.
Yeah.
But we want to leave you with, a good workout song, so hopefully you listen to this while you're working out, or at least it'll inspire you to work out and keep you going.
Enjoy your pump-up song.
That's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you when you weren't paying attention. It's the little things that get you. It's the little things that get you. cut down on my caffeine consumption. So when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with the donuts. If I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have coffee when I'm talking on the phone. It usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. It's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. But then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine. It starts by my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day. So I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. Addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum. And I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the game, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Hey, how you doing? Looking good. You been working out? Yeah, I can tell. Alright, see you later. Play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I'd love to do these things if I ever had the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman I'm seeing, except we never really get all time to spend together, so we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up on myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me and a book and a cellular phone and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat, and I'd drink, and I'd run, and I'd sleep, and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. So, you know, my beeper doesn't work underwater. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot, and the poison goes up to your brain, and you die. And sand fleas! Sand fleas! Yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing. Just me by myself in the middle of the ocean. And that's what I really love to do more than anything else, except I probably hate it. Addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum. I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the game.